Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
should your business have a branded podcast? Great question. It's something that is very popular these days. I like this particular subject personally. I have my personal opinion as well, of course, all the time. And most importantly, today we are going to have a coffee. So now, talking about coffee, this is Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. As I said, we are going to be talking about a podcast for B2B, basically. hopefully, we are going to be able to develop the following topics or points. What are the important factors to consider? I mean, when we are talking about having a branded podcast, the pros and cons, and then we are going to move to the popular podcast, something about monetization as well. We are going to just talk about, I mean, what brands have a podcast these particular times and why they are doing it, maybe. And lastly, we are going to say that basically we're going to review what we can achieve with a podcast. We have definitely our own experience, and then basically what we're going to do is we're going to share that. In the meantime, we are going to have a coffee in Canada. And Benita, how are you?
Well, hi there, Jose. Hello from sunny Calgary today. It can be sunny 1 week and then snowy the next.
So when is going to be a real nice weather in Calgary?
Oh, geez. We'll have like some freak snowstorms in April.
Okay.
And then, but it's a good month for spring skiing.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to go out this year in the slush because it's less dangerous when it's slushy snow, right? Compared to icy snow. And then in May, we might have one more freak snowstorm. And then after May is when, you know, I start getting really itchy to golf.
Okay. So that's probably the most important season for you, the golfing season, right?
That's right. Isn't it the most important season for everyone?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Now, let me ask you something. I mean, since I know you, then I learned that you like golf. Have you improved so far or is still the same handicap?
Oh, man. I haven't improved since 2018, I think.
Okay.
My golf game has slowly gone downhill. You think that it would have improved when I was in Houston. When I was in Houston for two seasons, you would have thought... Well, really, you can golf all year long in Houston. But I wasn't very good at managing the heat.
Yeah, when the weather improves in Houston, then it becomes very, very difficult to manage.
That's right. So I had to slowly, you know, like at first I could last like 13 holes. And then by the end of the time, I was at 18. So.
Good, good, good. Okay, so you got an opportunity this summer, whatever it is that, I mean, a couple of days in Calgary probably, right?
Yeah, it's usually about 5 months, which we all complain about.
Yeah. So today we are going to be talking about podcasts. Is something that definitely is very close to our heart because we have enjoyed the beauty and the challenges of that. The only that I mean, basically I would like to study is that this has become very popular between the creation, the consumption. I mean, is everything is on the high numbers. Why? I don't know, probably because COVID, I mean, helped to highlight this particular way to do business, let's put it like that, or it's a kind of hobby for so many other people. But the most important part is that, yes, it's something that is very popular in both sides, creation and consumption, to the point that the BBC has a study where basically the argument that they have is that neuroscience is very effective, and they have proven that the podcast has more impact even than TV and radio.
Oh, wow.
So that's something that we can just overlook. I mean, it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the aspects that I would like to just to present in terms of the important factors to consider is the when we're going to start doing this, and probably we can talk about, I mean, how we start doing it and see how that compares to those recommendations, which are the formal recommendations, right? Okay. Considering the target audience is one of probably the top of the line considerations that we need to be on the lookout for. So who is going to be the target audience? In our case, I would say because we are in this particular industry, then that is by default, I mean, it's going to be the target audience, right? Logistics and supply chain.
Yeah.
So we know the industry, we know our target audience. Therefore, I mean, it would be easy to come up with that particular aspect, right? As a second, I mean, I would say that probably what are the main goals that you have in mind? With the goals in mind, it's always very easy to plan and have a strategy and then execute that strategy. So as any other, let's say, business, if we think about that, what it would be the outcome that you would like to have, then it would be, it becomes easy to have a strategy in order to engage in this particular adventure, which is a podcast.
Right.
What do you think about that? I mean, in terms of what our experience has been in terms of what are the goals? Oops.
Well, I think that, you know, not only are your prospects listening to your podcast, but so are your colleagues, right? And so I found some stats, more than one third of owners of small businesses listen to podcasts and 65% listen at least weekly. And then it says listenership increases with company size. From one survey, they found that 70% to 72% of owners of businesses with 100 to 500 employees are tuning in. So if you're a business in an industry that has a high customer value, then a podcast may be one of your best effective educational mm-hmm. and marketing tools.
Now, it is amazing. Let's say we have a business and then I need to be clear about the goals that I would like to achieve, right? One, let's say, for example, let's say that my company would like to drive traffic to their website. So that's a very good reason for the outcome that they would like to have in order to set up or to promote a podcast for the company. Let's say, for example, I mean, generate leads as well. That's completely valid. And that is amazing, by the way, because that's, I can verify that a podcast from a company generate leads, no question about it. I mean, that's probably one of the most easiest ways to be able to generate leads is when you are going to be focusing on that. And you don't have to do anything. I mean, basically, let's say, for example, what? Let's say that I have a restaurant. And then my podcast is about, I mean, eating healthy, for example. Then I'm going to become someone that is going to be able to communicate the pros and cons about the diet that you have and stuff like that. At the same time, automatically, without doing any promotion, then my brand is going to be recognized. And then those are going to be generating some leads for me, right?
Of course, so yes.
That's how everything works, very easy. And if my idea to have a podcast is to be able to generate leads, then basically I'm going to have some calls to action. And then you have to be creative, right? I mean, I don't pretend to be an expert on this area, but I like it because it is marketing. It's pure marketing. That's all I know. It's pure marketing, where it's going to be personal on the personal side or business side. So it's pure marketing.
Sia is here. Thanks, Sia. And Sia is the expert at podcasts. She's saying that podcasts are a great tool to augment marketing strategy initiatives. It's a tool, but it's not an end all. And it's, I think that's an important point to make, is that it can't be your only tool.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
And thank you for that comment, because definitely is right on point. Another thing that we need to consider, which I don't agree quite much, is the competition. Now, every time that I hear that you should be worrying about your competition, I'm not sure if I like personally to spend time doing that. And the only reason is because this. My biggest competitor is probably myself. So I have to look inside and try to improve every single time. Let's say if I have a company and my company is a service company, then I need to focus in what I do and be able to have a KPI that shows me how I'm doing. And it's always an opportunity to improve. So the best way to compete is to getting better. And because I can, let's say that I have a small supermarket in one of the local towns. I can compete with the big brands. Why? Because that's not a fair competition. I have to create my own environment and be able to improve in that environment. That's probably the best challenge that you can engage.
What a great point. There's an element of self-development there. I remember I was very scared to be on camera, and you know, you and I got together the year I said, I'm going to say yes. Anyone asked me to be on their podcast, or, well, with you, it was co-host. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes. And so I said yes. And here we are 74 episodes later.
Yeah, it's 74 already. It's amazing. Time flies, right?
Time flies. We shouldn't forget, Tim makes a good point. We shouldn't forget podcasting is a really great way to market and explain what you do. And it can also add credibility to the host or the owners of the company or the brand, right?
Yeah, and I have to mention this. We can find many reasons why companies shouldn't be doing a podcast, or a person shouldn't be doing it. We can find a lot of reasons, and probably good reasons, but I don't believe that those are good reasons, because even though that you don't have experience or expertise, still you can do it. Now, if it's something that you feel passionate about, then you're going to develop, you're going to be better every single time. Therefore, it's something that is not because it's popular, but it's something that has shown the benefits in multiple different areas. And in my case, for example, I'm very shy, right? And this, doing this, I mean, it's amazingly, but it's helping me to be able to develop, let's say, some skills or whatever, right? I mean, facilitate that engagement with people. And I'm not saying I'm going to be shy for my whole entire life, I guess, because I haven't changed since I was a kid. But I engage in a different way. I see a challenge as an opportunity to be able to grow. Therefore, I mean, the benefit is there, no question about it.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I don't think I'm shy, but I think that I'm introverted. So this is a really good way for me to, get out of my shell, but at the same time be by myself.
that's the best way to embrace that. Let's talk about the pros and cons. So the pros about having a branded podcast, I would start with, I mean, it's very convenient, right? You have a brand. Why you won't communicate that? You got the opportunity to communicate your vision. You can be an expert on that field where your brand is. So it's very convenient. It's easy to do. The material that you need for the podcast is coming out of the activity that you perform on a regular daily basis. Therefore, I mean, it seems to me that it would be very convenient, I mean, just to have a podcast. As Zaya was sharing with us, it's one of the tools that we have in marketing. Therefore, I mean, why not using it?
Mm-hmm.
And here is another pro. I mean, I found more pros than cons.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because the way to engage or create a brand awareness, how about if you create your own podcast? You have a transportation company and you create a podcast, I mean, I don't know, about safety or I don't know, last mile experience or something like that.
You bring a good point up. What if you're sitting there and you want to create a podcast, but you're like, oh, someone's doing it already?
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's like the same concept of the restaurants, right? And we can see this all the time. Let's say that in big city, New York City, for example, you have a Chinese restaurant here. In the same block, I mean, you can find even four different restaurants and Chinese restaurants. So Someone may think is that make no sense, one next to the other. But believe it or not, that's the reason why I would assume that that's how Chinatown was probably growing and growing. And same thing with the Italian side and so on and so forth, is because the concentration of the same. I mean, when for example, in summertime, San Gennaro Festival in Manhattan, everyone goes to the Italian side of Manhattan. All the food, all the music, everything about the Italian culture is there. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. CSS, just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like the slogan from Nike, right?
Yeah, that's right. She must be thinking about book club.
Yeah. So another pro, instead of thinking about the cons, right? I would say that in the way that you can engage people with your brand is probably the easiest way. The frequency that you are going to be using for this most likely is going to be creating that engagement. And let's say, for example, Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. We start and then we are being every single week here, sharing about the importance of the logistics supply chain, actors in this particular industry that they have done something great. So it's very dynamic. Therefore, there are people that are going to be connected, and we appreciate those people, those the audience that we are reaching out and following that we have. Something that is amazing because there's value that they found on that. And at the same time, I mean, we learn from the audience because here is the most important part. This is a two-way street. I mean, we have the channel, but definitely the feedback and the contribution and the participation from the people is what make this better, and you can develop from there. So engaging is probably one of the highlights that I would like to mention. And you and I know that networking is probably a big piece of this.
Networking, the amount of engagements and the connections that you can find through doing a podcast is amazing.
Now, if we move to the negative side, because this is what we hear, right, from people and companies and stuff like that. One of the top of the reasons is that it's time consuming.
Right. It can turn into a job if you let it.
Absolutely correct. But here is my point. If it's something good, therefore it's going to be taking some time, some effort.
It's not a one-time shot.
So it would be like very curious that you have a marketing strategy where you don't have to do anything. I don't think that is something that makes sense. So without any question, if something good that produces results that make a nice impact for the brand, of course that is going to take some time. Now you have to pace, you have to be organized and so on and so forth, but it's completely doable. I don't think that it's going to be one reason to walk away from that idea, in my opinion. Another point that I heard is, and this is very normal probably we are being in that way many times, is that we need to have everything perfect. So one of the second reason that I heard is that sound has to be perfect, video
right.
Has to
I don't want to start because I don't have the right equipment, and I want it to be perfect before I go.
Right. So when we have that in mind, that everything has to be perfect from the beginning, then probably it's very difficult to start like that, right?
It's like you probably won't take the step.
Yeah. It is like a startup company. You don't have to have the whole entire structure. You don't have to have everything figured out because it would be very difficult. When you are going to start doing something, if you are going to start when everything is perfect. So you get an idea, you start, and then you are going to improve every single time that you have opportunities. You are going to be on the lookout for those areas of improvement. Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain, happy hour on Fridays, start. It took us, 1 week from the first conversation to go live?
Yeah, that was all thanks to you, Jose, because I said yes, but I was scared. And then you're like, well, let's start as early as we can. And then I was like, yeah, probably between my yes and the start, it'll give me less time to be like, oh, no, I don't think I can. So, yeah, you're a good one. I'm glad we did that from a week later.
Yeah, so not because I have everything figured out, right? I mean, it's just because I said, you know what? Because this is how things happen in life. You get an idea and you start dwelling on that and thinking about, many reasons why it's not working instead of the reasons why it works. And the more that we think, the more that we try to walk out ourselves from the idea. So I truly believe that if we have an idea, then we take an action. If it's not working, then you try something different. But the only way to find out, I mean, if it's going to work is you try it and you start with a little activity. It's amazing the figures that I found about the podcast.
Let's hear them.
Popular podcast, and again, this is not a personal preference because I have my personal preference in terms of what I listen. But as a popular podcast, Joe Rogan, he's on the 1500 episodes. And this is the person that is from the UFC and so on and so forth. I don't like his contact. I don't follow his contact, but it seems to be that he is one of the top of the line. The other one that is probably very well positioned is the New York Times. They have the daily from the New York Times. So that is. I mean, it's not a surprise to me because it's one of the, I mean, the New York Times, I mean, they reach out, they have the power to reach out. But the important fact, why they are doing it, I mean, it's a newspaper, they are in the social media, and on top of that, they see an opportunity and they have a podcast as well. So that is telling me that it makes sense to penetrate in this particular market. I would like to focus on the logistic and supply chain, right? And let's talk about the most popular ones. The most popular for me is Coffee Break Logistic and Supply Chain.
Of course, mine too.
Right. So second, we are going to be talking about the seconds and thirds and stuff like that. But
okay, let's hear them.
Supply Chain Brain is one of the popular in this particular industry.
Okay.
8 million downloads by 2021.
Wow.
That's very impressive. It's a fantastic number. Talking,
I'm gonna have to add it to my list.
Yeah, talking logistics, 6 million downloads in 2021, by 2021, basically.
Who does that one?
That I don't know.
Talking supply chain. Is that Sarah Humphries?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's not. As a third, I see the Freight Project, 120,000 downloads. And these figures are from 2021, by the way.
Got it.
That. Then after that, I mean, it comes the global supply chain that. This is the funny part. This is what we are talking about here, because this is run by Worldwide Express, which is a company.
Oh, interesting.
So this is one branded global supply chain podcast, and they have 10,000 downloads. We have Thomas Snyder here. He is my neighbor. Hello, Tom. Now we have Supply Chain Now.
I know them. Friends. They're our friends.
Yes, our friends in Atlanta. I have to recognize that they do an excellent job.
Mm-hmm. They really do. White
and Scott, I mean, they always bring a lot of value to this particular industry.
Yeah, I learned a lot from them. And what I love is, like, Scott is just, like, a really good person.
That is correct, yes. And I have to recognize, I mean, in this particular industry, one that I follow on a regular basis is Supply Chain Now, that's for sure. I like in the way that is presented. Scott, I mean, he does a very good job. He is very dynamic. I mean, I love just to listen and to watch what they do. After that, I mean, I found another one that is Let's Talk Supply Chain. That's the one that is from Sarah and Audrey Rose.
They're one of my favorites.
Yes.
I love seeing them. You know, they call themselves trade besties. I love that. Because, I mean, not supply chain includes trade compliance as well. Like, I'm not saying that it's umbrellaed under those topics, but we are cousins. Logistics, supply chain, and trade compliance really have a lot of collaboration between the fields.
Right. And that's from Canada, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, they're Canadian too. So I like that.
They are in Toronto, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, I think you're right.
So I found another one that I never heard about it, and is the Logistics of Logistics.
I've heard of them. John Y. Ford is going to be on that show as a guest. So that's the way I heard of them.
So I'm going to repeat what I said about the most popular ones. My most popular one is Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain.
Of course.
And my second best one is The Joy of Logistics.
Oh, yeah. No one's talking about that here yet. Yeah, well, they're only on the 13th episode, but wow. Yes. The types of guests that Christoph gets, wow, I really love what they have to say, and he does Christoph, a good job.
Yeah, Christoph is doing a very good job. I mean, The Joy of Logistics is under the umbrella of Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. Christoph is, I mean, seriously, he is doing an excellent job. I enjoyed following the conversations about very specific topics. And the guests, I mean, the guests are, without any question, I mean, probably the best in the industry. No question about it. So that's basically the most popular ones, I mean, in this industry, right?
Now, okay, according to who?
Yeah, in general, here is a very interesting number. In the last month, 27,000 podcasts had been added to Apple.
Oh, wow. 27,000. Just to Apple.
Just to Apple, yes. Mm-hmm. The figures are something that you can fight. 76 million available listeners. So that is basically the market that you can penetrate, because there's people that love this particular
podcast. Absolutely. Where do you listen to your podcasts, Jose?
Me?
Yeah.
I would say Spotify is my preference.
I'm sorry? Spotify. I mean, like, you know, instead of an alarm on my alarm clock now, instead of like, I have podcasts that come on to wake me up, and oh, that's so much more pleasant than a horn.
Right. And it is very easy, right? I mean, you can access it in multiple different ways. I mean, if you are a LinkedIn
commuting.
If you're a LinkedIn user, then basically this is a very good way to do it as well. Mm-hmm. But let's say, for example, that you're going to go to the gym, you are working, or you are in your car. I mean, it's very easy to connect to the Spotify, and then you're going to follow what you like.
Right.
And here is something that is quite important as well, in my opinion. Consumers listen 15 minutes per day.
Oh, yeah.
So you have an audience there. It's just a matter of just to promote the product that you have, and then you're going to be able to reach out to the people that you would like to talk to or engage with. And most importantly, something that proved a case here is that 55% of the listeners bought the product that they were promoting in those podcasts.
Yeah, I wonder if they're talking about B2C.
Yeah, it is B2C, yeah, but here is the point. The podcast, they bring, or they have some commercial aspects, right? Within the podcast, sometimes a product is being promoted. Therefore, I mean, that's when the people make a decision and say, okay, you know what?
Let me try. Well, who's our sponsor today. Roll the credits.
Oh, that's a Sigma Logistics.
I like it.
Yeah. So let's talk about money. That's because it's important, right? I know for a fact that you may start doing a podcast because it's something that you like, it's something that is you are passionate about. But at the end of the day, everything is going to be translated into money, number one, because you have to use resources in order to be able to produce a program, right? Mm-hmm. So it's completely fair to be able to offset that. But just because you do it in the way that you do it and the quality and the value that you are going to be rendering, then those opportunities come back to you. Companies that would like to advertise, companies that would like to sponsorship. I know that there are so many podcasts that they have premium content that they charge for that because it's completely different what they offer as a free for anyone that is going to be following. There's a podcast that they have donations as well. And here is something that is very particular as well. You need to have at least 10,000 listeners to be able to gain $250.
Oh, where? Like,
I'm talking about a podcast that when you monetize the podcast, basically, okay. 10,000 listeners is going to be about $250 that you're going to be getting in revenue. So very interesting. I mean, if someone is thinking about a business, that's a business by itself, by the way.
It is. That's what Sia does for a business. It's called Brilliant Beam.
Yeah. And here is something that is quite interesting, not because it's the only reason, but brands with podcasts, I'm going to mention a few. The New York Times that I mentioned before, there's another one that is called Gold Digger. Basically, it's about business and marketing. TED Talks, they have a podcast as well.
Okay.
NRP, that is about politics. I won't recommend that one, but just kidding. It's only me, but there is a podcast that is very popular.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know you need to finish your list, but I only listen. These are new to me because I only listen to people I know.
Okay. For example, I mean, Harvard Business Review.
Yeah.
They have a podcast as well.
I read their articles.
Shopify, they have a podcast as well.
Oh, do they sell stuff?
No, they don't. It's more about business and leadership and stuff like that. Okay. And it's run by the head of Shopify.
Oh, so cool.
We can see who is doing it, what they are doing it, and stuff like that. It's very interesting. I mean, it's a very, very interesting market, no question about it. Netflix is doing it as well. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I could see why that would work because, you know, I always see online people are asking, what should my next show be? Yeah. I want to binge something.
Now, but the funny part is that these brands, it's not that they are using it to promote the program. I mean, by itself, by default, I mean, they promote the brand, right? But they are doing something like a Shopify. It's about business and leadership. It's not that, oh, you need to do this because this is what we offer. They're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's the brand. They promote the brand in a very soft way, and they are bringing additional value to the public, which is very interesting conversations about leadership and business. This is something that caught my attention as well. I mean, there's one particular podcast, the name is The CMO, and it's produced by Adobe, the software that you use
Adobe?
Yeah. So I was very surprised. I said, very interesting, I mean, that they are doing that.
So CMO as in chief marketing officer?
Something like that, yes.
Okay.
And it's about the marketing and so on and so forth.
Yeah, there's so many topics. It's anything you want to listen to a podcast about, it's out there. You just need to look.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
Oh, Pepsi. What do they do theirs on?
Yep, Coca-Cola. I didn't check that out. But who? This is something that I always think about when I think about Coca-Cola.
Hmm.
You find Coca-Cola everywhere in the world. In the poor city that you go to, you are going to find Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Someone may believe that
except
they don't have
for
to do
Cuba,
any marketing.
Back in the day.
Right. Someone may believe that they don't have to do any marketing because they are all over the place. Everyone knows about Coca-Cola. But they keep doing it, right? And I would assume that they saw that it's an opportunity to promote, keep promoting the brand.
Yeah,
and the podcast, and they have a podcast as well.
Consumer retention, right? Like, I want to ask you something, Jose. If you're in a restaurant and you're ordering a soda, I'm going to say soda because you're American, but in Canada, we say pop. If you're ordering a soda and you want a dark one, are you going to ask for Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
I don't drink soda.
Oh, okay. Right? Yeah, me neither. I don't ever order that.
I used
but
to drink.
Let's just say you felt like it. Let's just say you felt like it.
Yeah. I used to drink it. And when I drink sodas, I mean, like 20 or 30 years ago, Coca-Cola was my preference.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I wonder if it's a generation thing.
Yeah. Personally, the flavor. For me, it was the flavor because the sweet taste of the Pepsi Cola is something that I didn't like it. I preferred the Coca-Cola, the bubbles and the feeling here when you drink it. Oh my God, it was.
Yeah, I'm a classic girl. I'm Coke all the way.
Yeah.
Thomas Snyder makes a good point. The reason why these big brands, do their podcasts is continued brand awareness is key. They need to retain and keep the fan base up.
He is absolutely right about that. Nike, for example, if I see it, I said, well, Nike, I mean, everyone knows about Nike. I mean, why they're going to do it? Nike has a podcast as well.
Oh, I bet they probably feature athletes.
Absolutely correct. And it's about training, basically. So it's very interesting. But I'll give you another example, of brands that they have that is very difficult that you are going to think that they have a branded podcast. General Electric. Can you imagine? I mean, General Electric, I mean, who may believe that they may have such a space? And it's about science and technology.
Oh, cool. I like that. I like that. Wow. I have so many on my list now. I don't know if I'm going to have time to listen to all of them.
And because I love marketing, then HubSpot, Salesforce, they have a podcast as well. They are CRMs, but they focus on the marketing. So the value that they have in the podcast is about marketing and things like that. So, it's not that I'm recommending that, but definitely it's a good reason why these big brands, big companies, big corporations, global companies, they do have that. It's because there is a lot of value that definitely you can enjoy as well.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So technically what we can achieve with a podcast, we said it, Tom Snyder, just make that point. He's creating the brand awareness. So at the same time, we grow the brand appeal among the consumers as well. Another something that is powerful for me is the building a community around that specific brand.
Oh, yeah. Someone mentioned that earlier in the comments, building a community around your podcast. Like, Yeah, there's no better feeling than like meeting people, like all our guests that have come on and our past co-hosts, meeting them and becoming friends, you know, supporting each other.
And this is another point that I definitely love it. Bring a different face to the brand. Because, like, for example, Nike, we know the shoes and stuff like that and so on and so forth. But the different phase is that they feature all these athletes that they are a real example for the community, right? In most of the cases, in some cases at least. And also, for example, I mean, promoting the training. Yes, in fact, I mean, the brand is going to be affected by it because probably if I hear something that is clicking on my mind, for me to get move and exercise and stuff like that, probably I'm gonna pick and choose this brand for the shoes that I need to, if I'm gonna be hiking or running or whatever. But the most important part is that different phase is not only selling the physical thing, but also delivering additional value. So it's a different phase to the brand, which I believe that is quite important. I mean, that's what make a difference between different organizations, right? The regular computers versus the Apple, for example. I know that you're gonna laugh about that.
Yeah. Jose's been trying to get me on Apple products ever since we've met, and he's been unsuccessful, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, it's just because you are a tough customer to convince.
Yeah, so, I wonder if I'll ever buckle and get an Apple, like so many people have tried to force down my throat.
Now, here is something that you can speak very well about that, right? Again, I mean, a podcast is something that you don't have to do, but you should do it. That's again my opinion. But if you have a brand, but you don't want to do that because let's say that you don't have time.
What? Okay.
How do you
get over this one?
Yeah.
How do you get over this one? What if you feel like you suck? You did it. You finally got yourself to do it, and it sucked. What do you say then, Jose?
You know what? I would do something very simple. I'm gonna go to the people that they have done it, that they have succeeded, and then I will ask questions.
Right.
This is what I did. Tell me what I did wrong. Tell me options or opportunities to improve. Tell me all this. I will collect that information from the people that they have done it. Mm-hmm. I will do that first. And then, if definitely is because that's not a, I mean, because it's good, it doesn't mean that you have to do it, right? Because if you don't like it, you don't like it, period. But you don't have to do it yourself. You can hire someone. Mm-hmm. You can hire a company for them to run the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. You express what you would like to see, or the goals that we spoke at the beginning. I mean, this is what I would like to achieve. And then a company, an expert is going to be able to tell you, okay, we are going to do it for you. We are going to create a video. We are going to pick a song for the podcast that is with the brand.
I've seen it happen.
Right. You have an expertise to handle social media. Therefore, I mean, there's people that can do that for other organizations or brands, right? Now, in these particular times where you or many people, I'm not talking about you, but in general, people would like to become influencers, then that is a nice opportunity to do it using a podcast as a resource in order to achieve that.
Yeah, because you get exposure, right? If you want to become an influencer, you have to show your face. Well, and I guess podcast is usually audio, but still, it gives you presence, credibility.
Yeah, and I didn't know.
I have a supporter. Your neighbor, Thomas, says that he's with me. Thank you, Thomas. I really needed that.
Tom, when you haven't discovered the beauty of the technology and a good brand, then you don't know, right? People like me help you to get into the new technology, the beauty of being connected.
Sorry, Tom, I can't edit that out for you. This is a live show.
Again, I mean, you don't have to do this. I mean, if you own a brand or you are working for a brand, you don't have to do it. But indeed, it's verified that works in multiple different ways. It's another way to do marketing. It's another way to add value to the community.
Get to know your audience, build a community. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why every business should have their own podcast. And Sia made a really good point earlier, is that there's internal podcasts as well. So if you have a big company and you're like, I don't want my people to be like mingling with outsiders, why don't I put it on my intranet, right?
That's a very good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I've seen companies that they have developed the digital tools to integrate the company, especially when these companies are global companies.
Right.
It's very difficult to bring everyone together, especially from the leadership standpoint, when they would like to work, for example, in the mission, vision, and values, for example. Bringing everyone together at the same time, I mean, is very difficult
They're a global presence, yeah. What a great thought. I never thought of that part, but imagine having the global CEO on a podcast and everybody around the world could see him and kind of engage and ask questions and talk to him on an internal basis.
Mm-hmm. And this is a good example. I mean,
I've grown up with the bias.
And this is a very good example. Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain. I mean, we reach out any part of the world except China.
Right.
But basically, you can watch it on demand. You can watch it live. You can hear this. At the same time, I mean, this episode can be found on Spotify, LinkedIn, YouTube, multiple different platforms. So is the beauty is there. You can access it in multiple different ways anytime that you want. And you can be very specific. I mean, it's subject specific. Therefore, I mean, you find the value right there. It is amazing. It's an amazing tool.
I like it. What a great topic, Jose. Thanks for choosing it. I think a lot of people out there really wanted to hear that or, you know, talk to someone about it. I know a lot of people say to me that they want to start a podcast, but things that are holding them back are those excuses. It is easier than they think it is. Oh, we have Ian, who was our guest last week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ian, for joining us today.
Yeah, we're probably on his top 10 list.
Yeah. No, we are the number one.
Right. Are we your number one, Ian?
I want to believe that we are the number one for him.
Yeah, we're talking about why your business needs a podcast today.
Yeah. Now, just to close, right, I found that there's companies that they have tried to do it, and they start, and then the idea diffuses very quickly.
Fade away.
Yeah, it would be nice to know from them what exactly happens that they They are not pursuing that anymore. From far, from outside, I can imply that maybe it's because you need to pay attention. You need to make an effort for that. And the most difficult part is probably creating the content for it.
Hmm.
Be able to create that is probably one of the difficult.
It does take time. And I mean, when you have like podcasters block, it doesn't make it easy, but having some partners helps.
Right. And again, I mean, we don't need to go based on the competition. I don't feel like, for example, I mean, Coffee Break Logistics and Supply Chain, I don't feel that we have any competitors. Why? Because something that I said at the beginning, we are competing with ourselves. So mm-hmm. we are trying to be better every single time.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we are.
Yeah, make it easier on me. And probably the most important thing for me about the podcast is that the feedback, the comments, that's what get you the gasoline that you need in order to continue.
Yes. So we thank you all for, you know, logging in, even if you don't say anything, because maybe, I don't know, you're a lurker or you work at a company and you don't want people to see that you're listening during business hours. We don't know your excuse, but thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being with us and supporting us in that way.
In our case, an espresso keep us going. We don't need any gasoline or anything like that. An espresso keep us going.
That's right.
And with that in mind, when we said about the feedback and the comments and that interaction with the community, it's just very simple. I mean, the only way that we can succeed in everything that we do is if we are together, because we are better together, because we win together. I always said that because I truly believe that that's how we go to the next level.
Yeah, we're better together.
Yeah. So it's been a pleasure always, Benita. Today I enjoy talking about podcasts and hoping that we have brought some good ideas to companies and people. Is someone have a question? Yeah. I have someone next to me that is an expert on networking and communications and social media. So definitely is a lot of value. If you have a question, you have a suggestion, then look this way. Thank you, Natalia, for joining us. I just saw Natalia, Ian, Thomas, Zaya. I mean, there's a lot of people that joined today, so we appreciate
mm-hmm.
that. Until
appreciate
next time.
You all.
Yeah, until next time, be well, and hoping that we are going to see you again back on Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Take care. See you next Friday.
Ciao, ciao.